Before we get into cardiac issues as well as new clinical trials, can you comment on the TOPO2 data that Dennis Slamon presented?
Yeah. The value of TOPO2 in the setting of anthracyclines has been discussed over many years. The BCRG had an opportunity of looking at this in a subset of their patients. The data at San Antonio are not based on the total number of patients enrolled, demonstrating that amplification of TOPO2 overall may be important for prognosis in patients with HER2-positive breast cancer. It may make us learn whether patients might benefit from anthracyclines versus non-anthracycline regimens. I view this data as provocative and interesting, but not ready to be incorporated into clinical practice because, again, the data were based in a subset of patients and it should be corroborated by other investigators because before I would consider it to be standard of care.
Are there other trials out there that could look at this issue potentially? I mean, the other trials all had anthracycline.
That is right. We won't be able to look at that in our studies, except that we will be able to look at at least the prognostic significance overall, which they also did. So we'll see what our data show. Related to TOPO2, one of the things I would like to add is that there was also a report of the value of CIMEC by Soon Paik and the investigators at the NSABP. We at NCCTG are working on a manuscript of a completely different factor from those two that may be important. We just haven't reported the data to anybody yet, but we're working on the manuscript. So the way I view this field of testing is that what we may need is an aggregate of markers, and not that only one marker will tell us what chemotherapy the patient should receive or whether they should receive trastuzumab or not. So we're all working on looking at microarrays, looking at transcripts to see if we can come up with a potential gene panel or protein panel that may be better for prediction.
Can you summarize the CMIC data?
NSABP, specifically led by Soon Paik, their lead pathologist, demonstrated that CMIC may also be important in the prediction of prognosis in the setting of HER2-positive breast cancer and also the potential benefit of trastuzumab. But again, preliminary data and nothing that I think is ready for prime time.
What is CMIC and why, you know, TOPO2, there's kind of, you know,
correct,
some sort of theoretical background. What is CMIC and why would you expect it to correlate?
Yeah, you know, the pathways involved in HER biology are very complex. And there are many growth factors that are involved in the signal transduction pathway and then in oncogenes that are important for growth and metastasis. And CMIC is one of those growth factors involved in cell growth. So it's not completely surprising that it might be involved, but I tell you, there may be dozens of other molecules the same way that if we did single studies, will be shown to correlate with outcome.
So is the idea that when CMIC is overexpressed, the patient is more likely to relapse?
That's right, yeah.
And so is the idea there that it's an alternate pathway?
Yes, it's a good way of putting it.